Well, welcome back to our program, Fair Hope Hospice Presents. I have Rick Schneider, our co-host, with me today, Community Education Coordinator. And we just experienced a very nice memorial service, and I hope that many of you were able to recognize some of the names of the patients that we were honored to take care of this year. And in November, we have a special time of remembering. We also have a tree of remembrance that we'll be lighting at our office, but just a way for us to kind of give back and to support those that are grieving losses in our community. One of the things that we had at our memorial service was a commemorative candle lighting ceremony, and it's actually an excerpt from Helping the Bereaved Celebrate the Holidays by James E. Miller, Willow Green Publishing. So Rick and I are going to share. There's a leader, which I will do, and then Rick will follow with what the people say during this candle lighting ceremony. A century and a half ago, Henry Ward Beecher spoke for all of us when he said, "What the heart has once owned and had, it shall never lose. Today we pay homage to those whom our hearts have owned and had, and whom we know we shall never lose.
We shall recall those who have been the very life of life to us, those whom we shall never forget.
We come together today to remember those who have touched our lives in such a way that we will never be the same. We are changed by have knowing them.
People shall always be indebted for what they have given us, and thankful for what they have shown us, and grateful for the ways in which they have blessed our lives.
Let us remember those who have been as light to us, memorializing our relationships in this ceremony of candlelight and love. First candlelighter, we light a candle in memory of those who have handed us the gift of life itself. We honor those who gave us birth and nurtured us, those who endowed us with heritage and raised us, those who offered us love and cherished us.
We remember mothers and fathers, grandparents and great-grandparents, and all our ancestors through the ages. Remember also those who were as mothers or fathers to us, loving us by choice rather than by chance.
Second candlelighter, we light a candle in memory of those who have been linked with us in the ongoing chain of family life. We honor those who have shared our heredity and who have experienced our common bonds.
We remember sisters and brothers, aunts and uncles, relatives near and distant throughout time.
Third candlelighter, we light a candle in memory of those whom we ourselves have passed on the precious gift of life. We hold dear to our hearts those that we have held dear in our arms and in our dreams.
We remember children who have gone before us and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Remember both those who have lived within the womb and those who danced upon the earth.
Fourth candlelighter, we light a candle in memory of those whom we discovered through the eyes of love in our journey through life. We hold sacred the remembrances of those who brightened our days with affection and who lit up our lives in devotion.
We remember wives and husbands, dearest lovers and closest friends, those who opened us to ourselves and to life even as we opened ourselves to them and now to eternity.
Fifth candlelighter, we light a candle in memory of those who have walked beside us in so many ways. We remember ones who worked with us and played with us, ones who have made our time on earth more enjoyable and our experiences in this world more memorable.
We remember friends and associates, those who neighbored us and lifted us up and expanded our horizons.
We leave the final candle unlit, aware of the fact that others will join our ranks in days to come, that they are doing so even now. They will stand where we now stand and feel what we now feel. Our hearts reach out to them.
We remember also that the time will come when we ourselves will pass through the barrier separating one form of life from another. We know that as we remember today, we will be remembered tomorrow.
We want to thank you for listening to our program today and remember those in your lives that have touched your life in some way, whether it be this year or a past year. And just say, a special little thank you to them.
That's one of the hallmarks of hospice, as I said in the past. We don't forget.
Hallmarks of hospice. That's a good one, Rick.
I felt like a card.
Well, thank you for listening. And remember, celebrate life.